Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big movement. Now, I often will say I want to introduce you to a dear friend, and I have a lot of dear friends, but we all have that one special person who is like a sister, and this is Elaine Rawls, my dear, dear BFF of all times. We've been friends for over 20 years and helped raise our kids together and helped each other through ups and downs in businesses. And I'm really excited to have her with me today because we're going to talk about the history, a little bit of the history behind Think and Grow Rich for Women. Now, Elaine has had a wonderful career, several careers. So tell us a little bit about your various careers, Elaine.
Oh, okay, great. That's a good place to start, right?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people think that they're going to start out and their professional life is going to go, you know, in one direction. And in my life has been different, as you know, because you've been part of that journey, you know, with me. And so, but I started out thinking that I was going to be a teacher and I was an educator, and that's where I got my bachelor's degree and things. And pretty soon I found myself on an entrepreneurial adventure that took me into having my own business, because as a new college grad, I couldn't get a job as a teacher. The market was flooded, believe it or not. And so I didn't know what else to do. So I rented this place in Arizona where I lived in the back room, and in the front room I taught ballroom dancing. And I had a ballroom dance studio, and that was my first business, which everybody gets a big kick out of. But soon, unbelievable, my business like exploded, and I had like 80 people, employees, and I sold that business to Arthur Murray's and opened a private technical and trade school where we could train people to be professional ballroom dance instructors. And that ended up being a really tough business financially, but I made it over the hump, and then it took off, and I sold that also to Arthur Murray's and some other dance franchises. And so along the way, I had met people who wanted to help people get back to work. And so I got into this rehab business that worked with workers' comp people to really help them get back to work after they'd been injured so badly that they could never do their job again. And that was kind of the first of its kind in America, and it took off, and we were just, you know, so blessed and successful. And I ended up selling that company to NovaCare, which was a publicly held company in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And along the way, I started figuring out that there was a reason that for me, helping businesses grow had a formula for me. And the next business that I had was that I went into business with my son, David, who Sharon knows very well. Mm-hmm. And and David and I founded an advertising agency. And we had three goals: where we could help other businesses be successful and grow, where we could have fun, have some kind of business together where we could have fun, and where we could give back to the community, because David has a heart for the community just like I do. And so those were our three goals. Were not really financial oriented, but more personal relationship oriented. And now we've been in business for 21 years together. David's running the agency. I'm basically out of it. And along the way, we started and built and sold a medical billing company, you probably remember. Mm-hmm. And then about 10 years ago now, with a group of people in Scottsdale, I started a bank. So the moral of the story is that it doesn't make any difference what business you're in. For me, it's about how do you find the gap in that industry? What is the missing piece, or how can you make a meaningful difference in that industry? And no matter what you're doing in your personal life, in your professional life, you can do that. So that was sort of the genesis of the whole thing.
So you talk about finding the gap, but it's also when I talk about successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. So you had the opportunity to identify those things as by identifying those gaps and then be able to fill them and have and build very successful businesses. But along the way, you know, one of the things that I want to go back to what you and David, those three elements, that's part of like your own personal mantra is something that you let me borrow. When I wrote Think and Grow Rich for Women, the last chapter is called One Big Life, and that came from Elaine Rawls. So explain from your perspective, your creation of One Big Life.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be glad to. So every one of us has our own personal brand. So when we go out there, how we look, how we talk, what we stand for, all of that sends messages to people. And when I was a young woman, I used to talk to my mother about how do I know what my purpose in life is? And people were asking me to speak on how do you balance your personal life and your professional life, and how do you manage that and keep it separate? And I realized that I really didn't do that, that my personal life and my professional life was really together. So then being in the marketing business with David, I branded it. So the brand evolved into One Big Life. So my personal brand, I've labeled One Big Life. And to me, One Big Life means that I want it all. Like I combine my business and professional life. I want great friends like Sharon. I want a great business life. I want a great financial life. I want a great spiritual life. I want a great business life. And so it's all mixed together. And so people who love me understand that I love my business and I love my family and I love my community. And so everything works together for good. And it's all One Big Life. Now I have the opportunity to talk to people about One Big Life. And basically, it's the concept of how do you, in different phases of your own life, position yourself in the place of most potential. So what part of your life is there a gap? So where is it that you need to spend your focus over the next 12 months? Is it on your finances? Is it on your personal relationship? Is it on your spiritual life? Who knows? Like, where's the, how do you keep this one big life balance so that every day, for me, every day without fail, I look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, today do I have what it takes to be able to live one big life? Am I the woman that can do that today? That's where it is.
Mm-hmm. And so we often will run away, just the two of us, to have a, you know, check in with each other and be each other's mentor and maybe, you know, kick each other in the, you know what. But again, checking in on every aspect to figure out where, you know, what's out of sync, because you want to do an inventory of that on a regular basis to see. And that's, you know, the whole concept where I don't believe in work-life balance, because all of those elements come together to make who you are. And one may be skewed this way 1 month, but it may skew the other way the next month. And the self-evaluation, you have to take it all into perspective at one time, right?
Agreed. Right. One time I was in the audience with Sharon when she was doing this presentation, and she had all of us stand up. Some of you may have experienced this with her before. I have no idea. But anyway, she had us all stand up and, you know, try to put our weight on one side or our weight on the other side and balance us. You know what I'm talking about? Some exercise you had us do. And the purpose of it was a very physical, visual example about how it's really hard to isolate one part of your life, and because everything you do here impacts everything around you and vice versa. So how do we embrace that instead of spend our lives trying to avoid it, if you will?
And yeah. You know, it's a physical, when I have you balance on both feet and, you know, and get quiet, right? you're not moving. And we're always moving. We're making progress or not. You know, we are constantly in motion. We look at our to-do list and we have so many things going on. And so to say you're, you know, to be balanced means you're actually still. And very few of us stay still. We're constantly moving. And it's an important thing to, and the energy drops when right. you are imbalanced. There's no energy. You can actually feel it in the room when I have a group of people do this and they all get quiet and stay, you know, be balanced. And it's like, you can actually feel the energy drop. And then when you wake, you know, people start moving around again, you feel it. And that's the energy of life, is all of those things coming together. So, you know, what you've heard from Elaine is that, you know, she took opportunities along the way and built those businesses. And so it's, you know, it's never too late to play big. And that's one of the, I just did a TEDx talk last weekend and that was the topic. It's never too late to play big. And you have the opportunity to find that problem or that need that you can solve at any point, at any age, to be able to find that gap, to create it and create the business. So we're going to have Elaine stay. We're going to go into the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, to ask a little more questions about her own personal habits. But you're somebody out there right now that is, you know, feeling like totally out of balance in their life. What do you recommend?
Well, it's a fine line and it's a good question, because to your point you were making a minute ago, we are not really meant to be in balance all the time. So the first thing is that it's okay to be out of balance. So instead of spending energy figuring out how to get in balance, my recommendation is spend energy thinking about the different phases of your life and figure out on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you as far as your maturity or success level or whatever in your community life or in your family life or with your personal relationships, and find out where you feel there's a gap, because that might be what you're identifying as being out of balance. And so then you can embrace that gap and say, hey, I need to like take care of myself right now. Right now it's time for me. What about my physical health? This year I need to focus on my physical health, and that's going to be a priority. And so I have to keep that in mind when I'm making decisions about what to do with my time. So it's really it's not about me getting in balance. It's about managing the energy of all the different aspects of your life.
And I think along with that, I just want to share, you know, having known you for so long, sometimes when you get high stress, somebody gets high stress, you want to see what's wrong with the picture. I will tell you, Elaine lives her life in gratitude and always finds the benefit of a problem. You know, you always, if somebody, you, instead of being mad at somebody, you find, well, maybe they did this because. You are such a generous spirit. You do. It just drives me nuts sometimes. Because you will come up with a reason why somebody would have done something, you know, trying to forgive them instead of finding fault in them. And I think it's very admirable most of the time.
And I know when it drives her nuts sometimes. I definitely get that message.
I think that allows you to even have a greater One Big Life, because you are so generous of spirit and so forgiving. And I think something we can probably all learn from. So stay tuned. Come back and see us in the private Facebook group to a little bit more from Elaine. Thank you, Elaine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.